Hi, this is Chaplain Michelle. I hope you are doing well today, regardless of where you are, who you are, what you're doing. My prayer for you is that you are in the best possible place, and even if you aren't, just know that you have people that see you, that hear you, and that are praying for you, whether they know you or not, I being one of them. And today we're going to talk about how the principle of abundance really works. How the principle of abundance really works. Before I hop right into that, please go ahead, like, subscribe, share, and turn on your notifications so you'll know when I record and upload new excerpts and new installments. When we talk about abundance, we think overflow, and we may not think that because the way we have taught that, or at least the way that I have heard it taught, does not align with the spiritual principle of abundance. Abundance means more than enough. Abundance means overflow. Abundance means we met the goal. Abundance means I have what I need. Abundance means that there is continued growth beyond what I expected. Abundance means that the ground produced something that I did not expect in the best possible sense. Abundance is a factor of multiple things. Two key things, though. This is a farming principle that we have to understand applies spirit, soul, and body to every aspect of our lives. So it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a spiritual place of healing or abundance, a place in our soul, which is intellect, psyche, emotion, all of those things are housed in the soul or in the body. And when I talk about body, talking about the not just the physicality that we are animated with, but also what is attached to it, a livelihood, housing, clothing, food, shelter, finances, all of those things, the ability to work, the ability to play, the ability to speak, the ability to not speak, which is probably the greater feat in humanity. But the principle and what we've taught, what I've generally heard, is actually not fully how the principle of abundance works, which is why we end up in such a defeated, deficit-based position, because the principle of abundance has to work across the board. There is no principle. It's like, and I use gravity because everybody understands gravity, or at least they seem to, or they should. Gravity is what keeps our feet attached to the earth so that we're not flying around in space unprotected, our lives in jeopardy, because we cannot survive in that atmosphere with some kind of apparatus. So think of it this way. If you think about gravity and what gravity does, even though we don't have to consciously think about gravity, most importantly, we don't have to believe in gravity in order for it to take hold. Abundance works the same way. And over some period of time, at least in my life and in what I've observed, what I've experienced, is abundance doesn't care who you are. It's just like anything else. We can manipulate principles and practices to make it seem as if the spiritual principle is working for us. But the degree, the way abundance truly works, for true abundance to come forth in a way where we don't have to think about it, we don't have to plan, we don't have to manipulate it. Once we manipulate it, it's no longer the principle at work, it's us at work, which means we've invalidated the principle. The true spiritual principle of abundance works on a foundation that we are grossly unfamiliar with. And that is that everyone has what they need. Let me repeat that. The true principle of abundance, the true principle of everybody getting to overflow, of everybody having more than what they need, of everybody getting to that place that we seemingly all desire but can't seem to get to, is to understand that the basis of the principle of abundance is not let me get more for me. That's not the foundation. The foundation is let me make sure you have what you need. And all of this is based on another channel that I've written for and doing writing for. I had a I'm doing a series, and one of the chapters that I'm currently expounding on is called For Farmers Only, and I think that the same applies here to this principle. I don't know if I'm going to call it exactly this. Who knows? Check the title, and you'll know what I came up with. But it's a farming, it's an agricultural and reproductive principle. Think of farming. You don't have to know farming. You don't have to change your career. You don't have to know it intimately. But hopefully you are as grateful and thankful to our hardworking families in the farming industry who have continued to do what they need to do in that, in the field, literally and illustratively speaking. That's not the best word. That's not the word I meant. I've got at least two or three thoughts going on, but you know what I'm saying, metaphorically and literally, that they do what they do in that field, and they are expert at it. They know the ground. They know the soil. They know what seed goes in what soil, what harvest is supposed to produce. They know how to make sure that what they're planting is matched to what it is. I mean, even winemakers and vintners and anyone that's working with ground has to understand the ground. The ground has to have what it needs in order to receive the seed. This is the, we're talking about the basis and for abundance, the foundation